Good afternoon. It's 1:06 with WXPR News. I'm Ben Meyer. Iron County District Attorney Matt Tingstad is under scrutiny concerning questions about his residency and separate cases involving other public officials' use of publicly owned credit cards. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that questions linger about Tingstad's residency. He was elected district attorney in 2016, though he wasn't a Wisconsin resident and didn't have a license to practice law in Wisconsin. The report indicates the State Bar of Wisconsin lists Tingstad's address as the DA's office, but the Michigan Bar, where he remains a member, lists his address as Bessemer. Elected officials are required to assume residency when they take office. Tingstad refused to disclose his residency to the newspaper. A retired deputy, Daryl Petrucia, began pursuing Tingstad's residency. Later, he and former Hurley Mayor Joe Pinardi were prosecuted by Tingstad for the use of a city credit card years ago, but questions arose about the prosecution. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office later investigated and concluded there was probable cause to charge Tingstad for actions he took concerning the case. A special prosecutor was appointed, and a decision whether to prosecute Tingstad is expected soon. There's a John Doe case listed in Iron County. The story says both Petrucia and Pinardi pleaded not guilty. Petrucia's case is set for trial in August. No trial date has been set in Pinardi's case. The national debate about whether to wear a face mask reached the Rhinelander Common Council chambers. Ken Krall explains.
During the public input section of Monday's meeting, Mayor Chris Fredrickson reported he had received about the same number of letters asking the council to wear a mask versus people who wrote in saying, don't do it.
It's a substantial amount, probably 20 and 22 emails on each side. 24, 22 against wearing masks.
Fredrickson says the request was to mandate wearing a mask. He asked Alder Gerald Anderson if he felt safe because they were 6 feet apart. Should the mayor remove his mask?
I don't know. That's not how I interpret the guidelines. I think any internal space where people are close together, even 6 feet, has some problems.
But Fredrickson said he felt if he removed his mask, it would not be a danger. He says they've taken extra precautions in city government to protect workers and the public. Fredrickson works in healthcare and wears a mask at his job. He removed his mask and explained why.
I don't deny anybody the right to protect themselves to that point, nor would I ever. Yet at the same time, to mandate other people's rights be removed or taken or, you know, whatever, I'm not there yet either.
Fredrickson says if there was a mass outbreak, the outlook might change. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
And the audio in that story was courtesy of Hodag TV. The League of Women Voters of the Northwoods is out with an online guide to help voters make decisions. The Fall Primary Voter Guide is on the website vote411.org. There aren't many fall primary races in the Northwoods. The August 11th primary will narrow the field of candidates running for Florence County District Attorney and Vilas County Register of Deeds. League spokesperson Yolan Mastelli says a much more extensive guide will be published before the November election.
The guide will give some basic information about the candidates, you know, what their background is, that kind of thing. And then we ask several questions about, you know, why are you running for this office? What do you hope to accomplish? What are your qualifications? That kind of thing.
State races for the U.S. House, State Senate, and State Assembly have already been published by the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin. The Presidential Voter Guide will be published by the League of Women Voters of the U.S. Mastelli says vote411.org is a one-stop shop for election information, providing tools to help Wisconsin voters navigate the voting process. And we have a link on our website, wxpr.org. Small colleges in Wisconsin have moved to close down their athletic departments for the upcoming year. Mike Leishner explains.
The Wisconsin Collegiate Conference, which is made up of satellite campuses of the main UW four-year schools, will not hold varsity athletic competition during the upcoming school year. Officials say there would be too many logistical hurdles to overcome, like cleaning and disinfecting arenas, providing proper athletic training, and testing student athletes. The schools do intend to restart competition in the fall of 2021, in sports like basketball, volleyball, and golf.
And that was Mike Leishner reporting. WXPR is again spotlighting the status of the COVID-19 pandemic in our area and its impacts on human health, our economy and tourism, and our educational system. Like in many other parts of the country, Wisconsin has seen a notable rise in COVID-19 positive cases in the last few weeks. With a panel of experts, we'll talk about those trends and about the impact the virus is having on our communities, businesses, and schools. The panelists for our third forum include a state health officer, those working in business and tourism, and a local school superintendent. We invite you to join us for this forum, which will air Thursday at 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. here on WXPR. It'll also be available on our website, WXPR.org. In your forecast for this afternoon, we're looking for a high near 77 under mostly sunny skies, mostly cloudy overnight tonight with a low of 53. Sunny again tomorrow with a high near 81. Then for your weekend, 85 on Friday, 88 on Saturday, and 84 on Sunday. You're listening to WXPR News.